This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
You can hear our radio roots there with Rebel Inc. blast in the background. We did start on a rock station. We were at the evening show on a rock station.
Really?
Sunday night.
What year?
2002. Been a long time.
Trying to remember what's popular for rock in 2002.
I don't know. I think music died before that.
The music's still around, but it's that there used to be hundreds of bands selling millions of albums, and now there's millions of bands selling hundreds of albums.
There's a few hits here and there, but I mean, I gotta say that they weren't what I liked in my youth. I mean, you know, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, they say. It's better than Fred. I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's you know.
You liked pop way more than I did. I hated the pop out of the 80s, all of the popular music I hated. I didn't like much of the glam rock as well. In fact, the 1980s were one of the most over-decorated periods of time in all of history, in my opinion. And so it wasn't until I found, some thrashing, you know, angry guy music where the people on stage were wearing jeans and t-shirts like, you know, regular people. That I found my niche, and that was thrash metal at the time. We're talking early Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, stuff like that.
Well,
I am from the old school.
Yeah, Free Talk Live did rise from rock and roll. So let's go to the phones. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. I believe we've got Eric calling in from Iowa. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Eric, can you hear me now?
I'm sorry to hear about Adrian.
I think you're breaking up a little, Eric. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just go ahead with it and make your statement, if you would, please.
Okay.
Bad connection.
Yeah, I was going to say, regards to... It seems, from what I'm hearing, it was a five-year FBI investigation.
Correct.
And they charged a conspiracy.
Right.
It seems to me conspiracy is the catch-all charge that they throw at you when you're going to jail. I just can't imagine how you could ever beat a conspiracy charge.
Right, and wire fraud, too.
That's kind of my comment.
Wire fraud's essentially just the accusation that you've told a lie. Now, remember, thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. The FBI is the organization, the only policing organization in America where they can get up in front and just sort of testify at what you said. They don't have to produce audio. They don't have to produce video of, you know, any kind of occurrence. They can just say, oh, this happened, and we say it happened, and we're the FBI, and that's it. That's what Martha Stewart went to jail for, was lying to an FBI agent, but they didn't record it. They don't have any proof that that's what happened. It's just her word against an FBI agent, and she didn't want to take that chance, so she went ahead and went to the pokey, because her attorney said, this isn't going to go well. And, well, I hear you. So, yeah, it's a tough situation. Let's go to Jill calling in from Richmond, Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Some people believe that if you don't believe in God, you can't believe in liberty. I don't think this is right. I remember an article Ayn Rand wrote, I think it was in Man's Rights, an article where she quoted the Declaration of Independence. Man created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Yep.
She said whether one ascribes man's creation to nature or to God, the issue of man's origin does not alter the fact that he is a specific nature of a specific nature. She said he's a rational being and needed to be left alone to live his life according to his own judgment. And of course, people have a right to believe what they want, but I think the government shouldn't prescribe what they should believe. down. You don't lay down beliefs about that one way or the other.
Yeah, I think Jill's right on that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And you can't have separation of church and state if the state is a religion. And that appears to me to be what it is. There are too many parallels between, you know, officially recognized religions and the state for it not to be.
Also, you basically can't get elected. They did some kind of test, and it's probably been 10 years since we've read this on the air, but they did some kind of study, and Americans would rather have a Muslim for president than an atheist. Like, you know, they asked them, who would you not vote for? And, you know, for what I guess what my thought process, I'm no atheist, mind you, but I believe that I would choose somebody for the job of president based on their, in my opinion, ability to do it. But you always hear about the religion of the person who's running. I mean, you know, Trump standing there with an upside down Bible in his hand or whatever, appealing to the moral majority, as it were. And I would say that, you know, even today in America, you can't get elected generally as there's the percentage of atheists in office is probably even lower than the percentage of atheists in the population, I guess is what I would say.
Oh, I believe that you are factually correct. And I've identified as an atheist before, but I currently identify as a non-theist, and there's just a little bit of a distinction there, and that's to just say that theism doesn't groove my soul in any way, shape, or form. That's not to say that I don't believe that there are things that I don't understand. There's a whole bunch of things in the world that I don't understand. Including potentially supernatural things or things that the human mind can't quite wrap itself around. Right. So, you know, what causes these things? What are these things? Well, we just don't know the answer to that, and that's where I'm at with it.
And speaking of the Ayn Rand quote that that Jill had mentioned there, by the way, so awesome. I wish the audio was a little better on that phone. Like what I would say as far as, you know, when it comes to humans and liberty being inborn, I do believe that liberty was born into humans, that God made humans to be free and wrote it into the script of the universe. And what I would say is that when you talk about, like, you think about ants for a second, mm-hmm. This is a species that is totally not free. Right? Like you were born to do what you do, whether you're the queen or a worker, and that's that. And the statists out there have long looked at beehives and anthills and, you know, termite mounds, and they've said, if only we could just make these small group primates. Look, I get it. Statism, socialism, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, these are all fine ideas in your fiction world that you write down. Fine idea. Wrong species.
Yeah, I agree. And you had mentioned something about electing officials, presidents specifically, but so let's just take that for the example. What are the requirements for being a president? This country's been around for 200 years or whatever it's been, right? And so we've had, you know, an election every 4 years, right? So what are those qualifications? Is there a list of qualifications for being president of the United States?
In the Constitution?
Well, no, those are the prerequisites, right? Okay. You have to be, what, over age 35 and that kind of thing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the skill sets, right? Yes. When I interview for a job, right? I have to have a specific set of skill sets in order to go and do that job.
That's really the crux of it is that the qualification is the ability to sway enough people to vote for you.
Right.
Or in Trump's case, sway enough people to vote against you. You know, that's it. So the skill set to get elected is in no way related to the skill set to do the job. And that is a fundamentally very bad system. What it takes to get elected has nothing to do with what it takes to run a country. And the people that are good at running a country don't have a snowball's chance in getting elected. This is really, really bad.
It's horrible and horrific, and look at the results that it produces.
603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. I want to talk about New York City and that qualified immunity ban on cops. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The whole point of the show. The numbers, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Roger Ver is the guy behind Bitcoin.com. And He has been a huge help during this situation with Ian, and I want to thank him and everybody else who's donated to the cause.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're trying to get lawyers for the Crypto Six. You can go to thecrypto6.com and find out the whole story and donate there, thecrypto6.com. But real quick, Bitcoin.com, it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance about this important world-changing information. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All in a slick and easy-to-use website. It's Bitcoin.com. There really is no excuse any longer.
We had a gentleman show up, a new guy show up to our crypto meetup yesterday, and you know, he asked, what is the most used crypto for like your everyday stuff here in Keene? Because Keene's unique in that, well, there's a bunch of places that accept cryptocurrency. And the overwhelming answer by everybody who attended was BCH, Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash, yeah.
For, you know, buying your dinner or, you know, going to the convenience store, getting your car repaired, you know, all the fun stuff that we can do here in Keene. That was the overwhelming answer.
Lots of different cryptocurrencies out there, and they've all got different use cases. Bitcoin Cash is great for transactions. Let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I recently got into this genre of, I guess, soft rock called yacht rock. And it's
Yacht rock.
Yeah. Okay. It's like Steely Dan, Christopher Cross.
Christofferson. Yeah.
Ambrosia, America, Michael McDonald.
Jimmy Buffett has to be on there too, right?
Hold on, let him finish.
I'm sorry?
Jimmy Buffett has to be on that list.
I haven't seen him on the list, actually, okay. But it seems like every song has a saxophone in the middle. So
okay.
It's rather relaxing. I know it's not your heavy metal, and it's, you know, it's not rock, but it's, you know, you could consider it a soft rock, I guess. It's always got a guitar in it and a drum set, so I don't know. But
that's awesome.
My other question was, can we expect any of the people indicted to appear on the show before their case is resolved? Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. So he's talking about the Crypto Six here, and
yeah, we might have. I don't know. Are we? Do we have news in that department?
Yeah, we absolutely have news.
I didn't know if it's public knowledge yet.
Sure, I'll rattle off the Crypto Six real quick.
Okay.
There's Aria, trans woman, who is a main host here on Free Talk Live. There's Colleen, a grandma who runs a convenience store here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
There's Ian Freeman, who is the founder and a main host here on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Main hosts being me, you, Aria, Ian, and there's some friends of ours, Renee and Andy.
Yep.
And who am I missing here? Aria, Ian, Andy, Colleen?
Nobody.
Oh, that's right. Nobody.
And I don't mean you're not missing anybody. I mean there's a person named Nobody,
yeah,
whom you have omitted from the list.
Rich Paul changed his name to Nobody to run for governor so that you had the option of voting for Nobody for governor. And he's going to probably run for more things, too, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's still in the pokey, but I believe he chose to, you know, not take the bail conditions that they gave. So he's sort of there voluntarily, if one can make that sort of claim. I don't really, perhaps a better way to describe that. So of our hosts, the people, so Colleen's not on the air, Renee is not generally not on the air, she has been in the past, and Andy's never been on the air. So you've got three people who are generally not on the air and three people who are.
Right.
Of those three people, Ian and Rich Paul, Nobody, are in the pokey. And
they're being held captive by the terrorists.
Yeah, in the cooler. And, of course, when they get out, it's very likely the judge does not seem to want to say that nobody's allowed, that any of these hosts are not allowed on the air, because that would be a free speech violation.
Yeah.
So I can tell you this, Aria should be on the air come Monday.
I welcome it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and I know there's some things that she's not going to want to talk about.
Or maybe even be able to talk about, because of the conditions.
That's the reason.
Yes.
It's the want that I'm referring to.
Oh.
So, yes, we'll have somebody here shortly. When do we have – we'll have somebody soon and nobody – I don't know when. So, there you go.
Nobody knows when nobody will be on again.
Nobody knows better than I do.
But somebody will be on soon before nobody will.
Right. Ian needs to get one of those silly names, too, so we can really play a who's on first kind of shtick.
Maybe I'll change my name to everybody.
Right.
And then you could change yours to somebody. So we could have somebody, nobody, and everybody.
You could just change mine to hell no. Let's go to Kirby calling in from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, you guys just answered my question. I was calling in to see how Ian and nobody were doing. And if you guys had heard anything from them, had they been given a bail hearing, just trying to check in on them guys. I just worried about them. I'm sitting here in the middle of the woods with another gentleman you know from Indiana whose name I won't mention.
Okay. But when I go to Indiana, I'm going to look you guys up. I really am excited. So... Rich Paul got a hearing, as I understand it, got a hearing and refused bail conditions, and maybe they'll come up with better bail conditions and he'll get out sooner and whatever. I'm not entirely sure what the thing is there.
We've had a hard time getting communication to him. One of our co-hosts, Chris, attempted to do one of these online visitations because, well, you can't go and do visitation in person because of, quote, COVID, unquote. So you have to do it over Zoom now to get a visitation with somebody. But there were some sort of technical difficulties. We're not sure where those lied. He wasn't able to connect. We have been able to get a letter to him, so that was written, and you know his account is funded, so we know he's got, you know, if he has access to the kiosk and that kind of thing, he can get the toiletries and stuff that he needs.
Ian's still in the pokey, and they put him in medical confinement, you know, against his will.
For observation.
Yeah, just probably retribution, but maybe, who knows? I mean, Ian is a weird guy, but, you know, I don't know. He's not dangerous to himself or others.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So he's been reading. He called me today. He gets 1 hour a day of sort of not being in their little hole. And he, you know, he's telling me he's reading a lot and doing push-ups and repeating positive mantras, which is definitely one of his things. He has... stickers here on the Free Talk Live studio bathroom of little things that he says to himself to, I don't know, make his day better or whatever. So, there you go, Kirby.
Hey, well, tell them guys that I and my friend, who they know, are keep thinking about them. We got them in our bot, and if there's anything we can do, let us know.
Thanks, Kirby.
Thanks, Kirby. TheCrypto6.com, Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. set another new daily high for COVID vaccinations on Saturday as new cases are seeing a slight increase. More than 3.4 million doses of vaccine were administered on Saturday, with an average of 2.6 million shots being administered daily. The nation did record a 7-day average of just over 61,000 new COVID cases. That's up 12% from the week before. And a massive container ship blocking the Suez Canal has been partially cleared from its banks, but it's still not clear when the ship will finally be able to be moved. Crews were able to move the Ever Given's rudder and stern, but were unable to free the ship from the sandy clay of the canal. The nearly quarter-mile-long container ship has been stuck in the canal since Tuesday when strong winds pushed it into the bank. Canal authorities say that more than 300 other ships are waiting for the Ever Given to be cleared so they can traverse the canal. This is USA Radio News. A former Trump administration official has some criticism for President Biden's approach to illegal immigration. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Chad Wolf was acting Homeland Security Secretary under President Trump. Wolf on Fox News Friday sharing his assessment of what the Biden administration calls a challenging situation on the border.
It is a crisis that is extremely impacting the men and women of the Border Patrol and the department.
He calls the decision to roll back some Trump policies the worst the DHS and Customs and Border Patrol has faced in their 18-year history. He also says President Biden is sending the wrong message to human smugglers.
What they are seeing today, really from January 20th on, is that all of the individuals that they smuggle across that border remain here in the U.S. and are released one way or another. Very few, mostly single adults, are returned back to Mexico. And so they know that, and they're advertising that.
Wolf adds border and immigration enforcement has been turned on its head. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Whatever is on your mind. Been all over the board tonight. Man, we really haven't even got to the show prep tonight, Captain.
Sometimes it goes that way, and sometimes those are the best shows when back-to-back callers all night. Far out, solid, and right on, man.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Captain and Mark with you. I want to tell you about AnyPay. Everybody's talking about buy Bitcoin. Well, what about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That's the way. It's money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. They're a point-of-sale program app for cryptocurrency, and not just regular old Bitcoin, but like, you know, all kinds of cryptocurrencies too. AnyPayX.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got James in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was calling. I was a little excited. I got to spend Bitcoin for the first time ever this week.
Nice. Oh, yeah, what happened?
You buy a Tesla?
Well, I've been sitting on an Edge wallet for a while, and I ain't gonna lie, I did all right, but probably about 10 times on the Bitcoin. But I had some VCH, and I picked up a t-shirt on the Crypto 6, and I made a donation there. In fact, I was messaging Captain there on Facebook a little about it.
TheCrypto6.com. Yeah, you can go there and make donations. I think they've got links to the t-shirts that are available. Different people are putting together t-shirts. And we want to support everybody who's trying to support the Crypto 6. So we're, you know, doing our best to put it all together. Understand that everybody's a volunteer and everybody's working as fast as they can.
And if you're talking about private messaging on Facebook. I don't do private messages on Facebook. You can send me a private message, and I will never read it. Now, if we're interacting in a thread or something, that's fine. I just want folks to be aware of that because I don't have the app on my phone. I only use the browser for Facebook. So,
Captain, it was only a comment thread.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I hope that you can get an email address through Free Talk Live here in the near future.
I was going to ask you about that, and it's just been such a low priority for me. But, yeah, we should try and do that.
Yeah, we absolutely need to get that done. So that, everybody else has got to, mark at freetalklive.com. We don't have the captain at freetalklive.com.
Or Captain Kickass.
Or whatever
at Free Talk Live.
It's too long.
That'd be great. How about just Kickass?
Okay, that's fine. Right. Any of those. So, James.
Yeah, I noticed... When I spent that, I noticed that you guys talk about the fees. I've never had to deal with that before. And I went to the VTC, and I'm like, well, why would I pay this much? The BCH was far superior in that realm.
BCH is for spending, BTC's for holding.
Or hodling.
Hodling.
Yeah. Hodling, whatever pronunciation.
Yep. But thank you for that. I appreciate it, James.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you for holding it together. Yeah, the other thing, I was real curious on your Free Cities project.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of looking at the website a little. It seems as though it's centered overseas, I would say.
Right. So it's freeprivatecities.com. Freeprivatecities.com. The concept is that to bring back the old city state and the idea that instead sort of model it after. Not a resort that you live at. So not in the sense that there's pools everywhere and, alcohol and gorgeous women or anything like that. Let's hope that we've got all those things. But the idea is that when you go to name a resort, James, can you think of one?
How
about Atlantis?
I didn't do the resort.
Yeah, Atlantis, Club Med, those are a couple.
Yeah. Club Med.
Right, you go to Club Med, and you when you show up there, you never think about, well, I should vote on who the CEO is. I got to get those darned Republicans out of office in Club Med and the Democrats in, or vice versa. Yeah. You never think that at all. You think, I'm going to live my life here for a couple of weeks, and it's going to be great. And the idea is that you sign a contract when you come into the city, when you become a citizen or even you're coming in to do business or whatever it is. There's different types of contracts for different things. And you have rights that are spelled out. The social contract exists in free private cities as opposed to just changes whenever at the whims of politicians. We currently live in a world where they say you trade your freedoms for responsibilities and the government's protection and blah, 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 blah. That's the social contract, right? And that is the social contract in sort of its basics.
Yeah. But, I never signed it in.
Well, you didn't sign it, but you kind of...
I would never legally call it a contract.
It's none of those things, absolutely. But the contract, it's not a contract when the other side can change their rules of conduct at a whim, not tell you about them. And, for instance, to the best of my knowledge, this studio is rated over some, unlicensed money transmitting. Best of my knowledge, nobody committed unlicensed money transmitting, and we have legal opinions. Remember, legal opinions, because that's what the Supreme Court calls what it does.
Yeah.
It says the majority opinion and the minority opinion. Really? People are willing to break into your house and shoot you, point guns at you, and fly drones around over opinions? Let's just lay it out in fact. Yeah. What is the contract? And operate in that manner. So that's the idea behind free private cities. We don't believe this is possible in the United States. The land of the free is no longer. And that we will acquire some land from some country that wishes to trade money for sovereignty. And not entire sovereignty. Sovereignty doesn't actually exist, right? It's just it's a term. So I think that the sovereignty is like China, Russia, and the United States, and maybe not Russia. And these are those are the things that are sovereign in the world, and the rest of the countries are just kind of making their way. But
So I guess that was my question: is you're not talking about trying to take over existing towns and make them better? It's more of a start over from scratch.
Right. Well, don't argue build. So my problem with the Free State Project is that I do think they'll be successful. They will argue their way to more freedoms in one location, but it's going to take several lifetimes to get there. And right. Where you can buy a piece of property, sign a contract with a country, and begin building, and then have something pretty feasible in 5 years. And I think that that's a faster and easier and less controversial way to do things. There's certainly some controversy that that surrounds this stuff.
Well,
there's an organization
being a study of economics, I would think that it would be so successful and productive for that country, they would have a vested interest in maintaining your sovereignty.
So that's the Hong Kong model, right? Like Hong Kong was significantly yep. freer than China, and it became, and as a result, became very, very wealthy. I would caution you. Freedom in and of itself is not useful. So think about Pitcairn Island. It sits out in it's a rock that's 1 mile by 2 miles out in the Pacific Ocean. There's 42 voters. And you could, and they're currently trying to get people to move there. They'll give you a free plot of land to move there. And you will right away figure out that, not having too many people around gives you a great deal of freedom, but what good is the freedom if you don't have any commerce going on? You have to be in proximity to people for it to matter, in my opinion. And I think that the experimentation in self-governance is important enough that it needs to occur. You can't buy 100 acres in the United States and say, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and make my own place. You can, like a city can make more laws than the state. And a state can make more laws than the federal government, but none of them can take them away, really. Obviously, Colorado has legalized weed, and the federal government doesn't particularly like that. But
several states.
Yeah, several states have done that.
Well, nullification, but that takes generations, too.
It's not the easiest thing in the world. James, thank you for the call.
I like what you said about building. That's the old Buckminster Fuller quote. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Yeah, that's what innovation is. 603-283-6160. 603.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Day heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. In, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, we did bring in some show prep tonight. It's been all calls.
We did.
The whole time. And apparently, you've got a Reason Magazine article, which, by the way, one of my favorite sources for show prep on this show, about the New York City doing away with, you help me out, with
New York City ends qualified immunity for police officers. It is the first city in the U.S. to do so.
Okay.
What is qualified immunity, Mark?
That's really, really important. So qualified immunity, so there's sovereign immunity. That's what a king has. A king cannot be held responsible for his actions because, you know, he's king, right?
He's the king.
He writes the laws. there was qualified immunity is relatively new. It's just came around in like the mid to late 60s surrounding sort of the civil rights actions in the South.
Yes.
So qualified immunity says that police officers are not cannot be held severally responsible, meaning responsible for themselves for their own actions. So you can sue the department, but you can't sell the cop. As long as
right.
they're acting within the under the you know the law. Not you know if they do something beyond that, then they can be held responsible beyond that.
A common complaint amongst people when it comes to police is that the police cannot be held personally responsible. If there's ever a lawsuit won against police who've done somebody wrong, you know person might win, but they're just getting money that more money taken from the taxpayers, and the police officers don't suffer at all.
And things have definitely changed in the criminal justice system in the last 100 years. So there used to be something called citizen's arrest, because a cop and a citizen weren't anything different. The cop was just a citizen that was hired to do full time the things that citizens could do.
Right.
And they changed. There are problems with citizen's arrest. In Georgia, there. Before the whole COVID thing, there was a guy that was looking around a construction site. Two good old boys come up, and the guy's leaving. And they gun him down, and they're saying that he was, you know, burglarizing. And, that case hasn't been meted out,
but
it doesn't look so good, in my opinion. Also, there were, the state would not bring up charges. So, for instance, if you wanted, when it came to a battery charge, do you want to press charges, ma'am? Bye. Yes, I do. Or, no, I don't. Yeah. And if you didn't press charges on battery, it was over. But now, the state does all the charge pressing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the person wants to press charges or not. The state just picks it up and presses charges anyway because they think that they can prosecute it and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So you can't, as an individual who has been harmed by someone else, you can't drop the charges.
Right.
And that is, to my mind, a real problem.
Mine too. So this article says, and I just want to preface this with, we give New York a whole bunch of crap because it is one of the worst places in the United States by a long shot.
Huge government stuff, but I'm interested in seeing how this works. It should be an interesting test case to see how doing away with qualified immunity works. We've used this, we've claimed that this is a solution for a long time, and to see it enacted is stunning to me.
It would be at least a improvement. The New York City Council on Thursday voted to end qualified immunity for police officers, becoming the first city in the country to take such a step. Mayor Bill de Blasio has indicated that he will sign the measure. The legal doctrine of qualified immunity makes it notoriously difficult to sue government officials when they violate your rights,
yeah,
requiring plaintiffs to find a previous court precedent that addresses a case with almost identical facts. In a statement, the council said the legislation will protect New Yorkers against unreasonable search and seizure and against excessive force, and the ban the use of qualified immunity or substantially equivalent immunities as a defense. Per the bill, victims of police misconduct would be able to sue officers under local statutes, as qualified immunity remains in place at the federal level. Colorado and Connecticut last year passed similar pieces of legislation, and several other states are considering joining them, including New Mexico and Florida.
I think New Hampshire is, well, you know, as a matter of fact, I know New Hampshire is considering something like this. Also, I spoke to the guy who's you know, high up in the New Hampshire House just about a week ago.
It's not snooze new.
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk to me. That's Governor Chris Sununu.
I call him Snoo Snoo.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's chicken. At any rate, the article continues, in the current moment, such localized action is arguably the best option for plaintiffs with a fragmented Congress and the Supreme Court unwilling to fundamentally reconsider the doctrine. Former Rep. Justin Amash introduced a bill to end qualified immunity for all state actors in June 2020. It achieved tripartisan support, but never received a vote.
So at the time, when you say tripartisan, Justin Amash, what, I either went independent or libertarian. I'm not entirely sure which. And so he was, you know, in the House as not a Republican. He got elected as a Republican, changed to a libertarian, presumably because he didn't want to work at the House anymore and didn't expect to get reelected. And sure enough.
While the court has sent a few promising messages on qualified immunity this session, it has repeatedly refused to assess it wholesale. The lack of ownership has drawn critiques from those who point out that it was the court itself that conjured qualified immunity into existence.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the court, you know, I mean, it was the Constitution was modified to have prohibition, then modified to get rid of it. I mean, yeah. You know, these are sort of you know, the United States is supposed to be an experiment. So if they experiment with statism, it doesn't surprise me. I don't think on a federal level that there's any standing for most of the things the federal government does.
Agreed.
The founders wrote that document, and they were very specific in the Bill of Rights. And I don't want to give credit to the founders. The states weren't going to ratify that thing without the Bill of Rights. And the Ninth and Tenth Amendments to the Bill of Rights basically say, if it ain't in here, it ain't in here. And the federal government doesn't have any business doing. And the federal government handles almost nothing, like treason, weights and measures, post office and post roads, you know, like really not much else. Interstate commerce and, you know, civil rights claims and things like that.
Yeah, they're certainly not supposed to pass down things to states and force them into positions that they otherwise wouldn't be in.
Right. The Interstate Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause are the two most abused aspects of the Constitution. I mean, 99% of the federal government exists within those two clauses, and that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and on the West Coast, too, there's a lot of clamoring against corporations. Sure. Oh, we hate the corporation. The corporations are evil. And well, the corporation was created by the state.
Yes.
It is legal fiction, so to speak. It was a concept created by the state to give them special privileges.
And by the way, that those special privileges stem out of qualified immunity.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's what it is. The corporate officers don't have the same level of responsibility as a sole proprietor does. And I can see value in that. I mean, you know, you don't want everybody on the board of directors of Amazon to be sued every single time that an Amazon truck runs over somebody's dog or something. But you know, that's the issue there.
Yeah, it's a horrible method to prevent frivolous lawsuits.
Don't worry. In the world where more freedom exists, they'll find ways to protect
right.
the board of directors. Don't worry.
Well, and then some would argue as well that the United States government itself is a corporation.
It's inarguable.
Yeah.
It was incorporated in 1776.
So, you know, if you're anti-corporation, then you are by default anti-government.
Yeah,
in my mind.
You can see any town government when you go in. It says incorporated here in New England. It's going to be like 1737 or whatever it is. It'll be right there. Some of them are even 1600s.
Yeah. So the article continues. Most recently, the justices declined to hear an appeal from a man who was beaten and arrested by two cops for standing outside of his own house. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit awarded the pair of officers qualified immunity. The legal doctrine is supposed to protect state actors from vicious civil suits. Instead, it protects them from meritorious ones.
Yeah.
Qualified immunity has shielded two cops who stole $225,000 while executing a search warrant. It protected a cop who shot a 10-year-old, a cop who ruined a man's car during a bogus drug search, a prison guard who hid while an escaped inmate raped a nurse, two cops who sicked a police dog on a surrendered suspect, etc., and so on. The list goes on.
Yeah. Well, your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.